Little Ida's Flowers. A long time ago, there was a kid named Ida. She liked flowers very much. One day, her flowers all faded away.
My flowers are all dry and dead. What happened to them?
Ida asked a man sitting right next to her. The flowers went to a ball last night. That's why they are hanging their heads down. Ida felt strange to hear what he said.
How can flowers dance? I thought they could not dance.
Late at night, flowers dance and run around from place to place. That castle over there is the place of the party. He kept talking. If you go to the castle, you can see the flowers. Go to your garden and tell the flowers quietly that they have a party tonight. Then, one flower will tell the news to the others.
How can the flowers speak?
Her curiosity grew bigger. Flowers give and receive their messages through their body language. Have you seen the flowers shake their leaves when the wind blows?
Wow, that's really interesting.
Then, a legal expert with no sense of humor listened to the conversation between the man and Ida.
You tell those unreasonable and fake stories to a little kid.
Ida brought the flowers to her room.
Take a rest before the party begins.
Ida laid down the flowers and covered them with a blanket. After a while, the sound of a piano came out of her room. Ida went into the room. The moonlight was bright, and the flowers were dancing to the melody. They danced with a teddy bear, and the flowers asked the teddy bear,
We do not live very long. After dawn, we are all going to die. Would you bury us next to the grave of the canary? Then we will wake up in the summer again.
At that moment, the door opened, and the very beautiful flowers came into the room dancing. Ida thought to herself,
They are so beautiful. They must be from the castle.
Two roses with crowns and other flowers exchanged greetings and danced. After a while, they said goodbye to each other. The next morning, Ida thought,
I have to make sure that the flowers are still laying down. Well, they are still there, only they look more depressed than yesterday.
Ida talked to her teddy bear.
Do you remember the message the flowers want you to give me?
The teddy bear kept silent.
You are very bad. You even danced with those flowers, but you forgot the flowers' favor.
Ida came close to the dry flowers.
I will bury you in a pretty casket. Then you will bloom in the summer beautifully, won't you?
Ida buried the flowers with her cousins. She dug a small grave and buried the flowers' casket in the ground.